Today FM's Warren O'Connell.
Now, let's talk about some hobbies. Some of us take up hobbies throughout our lives. Maybe you've taken up yoga, knitting, swimming. Maybe a new hobby for you is avoiding Game of Thrones spoilers on the internet on the Monday. That is my brand new hobby. Can't go on the internet on Monday anymore. But then there are those of us who are looking for that extra thrill, that rush of adrenaline that makes you go, I'm alive. David Ellis is one such person. David, it's lovely to have you. Your biggest love in life, it's roller coasters.
It is roller coasters, yes.
What age were you when you had your first ride?
I was 10 years old when I had my first ride.
And like, is it the sort of thing that after that first ride, you were like, I need to go again, I need to go again?
Absolutely, yeah. I was very quickly hooked. You know, once I did my first one, there was no stop me, and I took every opportunity then to travel and ride as many coasters as I could.
How many roller coasters have you ridden to date?
To date, I've ridden 1,220 different roller coasters.
All around the world?
All around the world, yeah.
I have to say now and let everyone know that riding roller coasters wasn't enough for you. You had to take it to, I don't know if this is the next level, but you let it all hang out, so to speak, David.
It's certainly in a different direction, yes. Not perhaps the sort of everyday roller coaster or theme park type of activity, I guess. But my interesting, I suppose, claim to fame or infamy is riding roller coasters naked.
Okay. How, right, why did you first decide, do you know what, this is a great crack, but, you know, let's get all these clothes off, it's going to be even better. Feel that whoosh in certain areas.
Yeah, the first time came purely as a bit of a social event with one of the roller coaster clubs I was in, and we were at a park in Wales. And when we visited there, the park basically sort of said, look, we're going to run that ride for you exclusively for our club. We're running it at night, but if any of you decide to follow our example and strip off and ride it, we'll actually send it through past midnight. And so it was a unique opportunity. And there's about half a dozen of us decided to say, oh, you know, what the heck, let's just, this is a bit crazy, but why not, you know. So that's sort of how it all started, really, in terms of my first ride. And it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. But, an opportunity to do something a bit different rarely comes along. So I grasped it firmly and never looked back.
The puns just keep on coming with this, don't they? The double entendres. How many Guinness World Records have you set and broken for the most naked people riding roller coasters?
It's four records, but five attempts.
So what is the Guinness World Record of having the most naked people on a roller coaster?
Right, it's still awaiting confirmation from Guinness World Records, but the number submitted and verified on the day is 195
people. 195
people
just kind of going, do you know what, I'm not going to watch Game of Thrones, I'm going to get my kid off, get on a roller coaster, it's going to be great crack, it's better than that. Come here, I have to ask you, what's the feeling like, you know, does it get a bit sticky when you're strapped in, and what about when people are kind of going, I'm riding that roller coaster after them, are they going to be leaving an awful lot of bum sweat behind?
The one thing perhaps to make it clear is that all of the naked events, people were either sitting on towels or robes, or the seat was covered. So no issues in that respect. In terms of the sort of riding sensation, cold, I think, is perhaps one of the things that immediately comes to mind. But actually, the odd thing about it is when you're actually riding naked, you stop feeling the cold. And if anything, you get sort of a warm glow comes over you. It's quite an unusual sort of feeling. But when you sort of hit the brakes and you stop, all of a sudden you just get this like warm flush. It's really difficult to describe, I suppose. But probably the adrenaline kicking in, I guess.
Yeah, the adrenaline kicking in because it didn't want it to fall off, David. It was like, we have to protect it. It has been. It's just, you sound like you enjoy it so much. And David, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
No, it's been absolutely a pleasure.
Right away, lads, right away. Today FM's Warren O'Connell.